15 before 10, and this is Under the Radar here on Radio Islam International. We talk about Egypt now, and this week saw once again the anniversary of the start of the January 25th revolution, a turning point in the recent history of Egypt. It was a bright light at that time, something that was celebrated, a name that has all sorts of positive imagery around it in terms of what it represented for Egypt, what it represented as a breakthrough against a regime, people standing up, people trying to take the fate of their country into their own hands. But as we know, the story, as the months went down after that and after the initial success, became one of terrible pain, one of much agony, and one of a people's will that was betrayed once again. And unfortunately, this kind of theme is replaying itself time and time again across the Muslim world, and as we heard earlier, in Venezuela, in other countries around the world as well. So we want to look at what January the 25th still means for Egyptians, and how the flag and how the message of January the 25th and the Egyptian people's quest for true freedom is being flown in our own country of South Africa. Speaking to us this evening, Khalid Hilal, he's a member of the international movement, Students Against the Coup in Egypt, and he's traveling at the moment, but he's still made time to speak to us. We thank him profusely for joining us. Khalid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Khalid, and just a few minutes with you, sharing your thoughts on the anniversary now, which is obviously 8 years behind us. What happened on that particular day and what it represents? Let's just talk history. 25th of January 2011, were you in Egypt at that particular time? Any particular thoughts you could share of what that moment represented for you and fellow Egyptians?
And the revolution, Brother Ibrahim, represented one thing, hope. Okay, it was a revolution that was led by the youth, and many South Africans, I'm sure, can relate. We all know that any change that happens by the youth. Okay, we saw in Egypt something that was unprecedented, something that was unparalleled in Egyptian history, that took place for the first time. That was the youth actually going out into the streets and all united under one banner. That was bread, social justice, equality. Okay? We saw people who were proud to call themselves Egyptians. The youth were proud to call themselves Egyptians. We saw a youth, we saw elderly.
Khalid, are you there?
It's two phases. The first phase is that of immediately after the revolution and 18 days that brought down a certain old regime. And up until the election of the first democratically elected president, Dr. Mohamed Morsi, who came into power. Up until then, we saw energy and we saw vibrance that was never there before. Okay? Unfortunately, like you said, that energy and that vibrance, many would say, or many would hope, that energy has been lost, or that energy has fallen away. But the spirit of the 25th revolution, 25th of January revolution, still lives in the heart of every single Egyptian. Okay, we saw in 2013 a brutal military coup led by Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. That sole purpose was to clamp down and take revenge on every. For the freedom. Okay? We saw we claimed the freedom that was stolen from their forefathers. And up until now, however, like you, I'm sure you all know, the situation in Egypt has only gone from bad to worse. We have in Egyptian prisons today over 60,000 political detainees. We have hundreds of cases of death sentences being passed. We have hundreds of cases of extrajudicial killings. We have a lot of well-documented cases of torture and rape in prisons, people being denied medical care, and much-needed medical care. And I'm sure, like we all have heard before, one of these cases was Sheikh Bassiouni himself, a South African citizen, who, when he went to Egypt, faced the brutal reality and the brutal force of this this bloodthirsty regime. Up until now, my brother, anyone who dares to speak or say a word is immediately in the most horrific way. The economic situation in Egypt is something that has gone from bad to worse. I mean, inflation rate in Egypt alone is something that is causing citizens the most basic goods. Egypt have doubled and tripled the income of Egyptians remain the same or is cut. And the only people who are moving up in the ranks or moving up in the wages are those who are loyal to the Fatah GC from the police force and the army.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, in a nutshell, the situation and the current climate in Egypt.
If we go back to January the 25th, 2011, Khalid, what I want to ask you here is, there's some people with a very simplistic analysis of what happened on that day, and because of how things failed thereafter, you know, there's many people who say that there were youth who were set up, there were, you know, foreign kind of agitators who tried to stage this particular revolution, and that's the reason eventually it failed, and it was betrayed so dramatically thereafter. Is there any truth to these kind of characterizations, or is this actually quite insulting to the people who stood up?
No, like you said, it's quite insulting. The Egyptian revolution was the first genuine uprising that happened in Egyptian history. Okay? It was an uprising that had no political motives whatsoever. An uprising that had no hidden agenda. The call was one united call for freedom and justice. Okay? A call to overthrow a long-lasting dictatorship that has, with an iron fist rule, kept people... if I could say captive, you know, under the fire of this regime for such a long time. There was no hidden motives, there was no hidden objectives. The call was clear. It was a call for freedom and justice. And if we look at the reasons for the failure, a lot of experts would say the fact that Dr. Mohamed Morsi and his government and the legitimate government lasted up to a year is in itself something very impressive. Okay, we had statements coming from world leaders expressing the, you know, amazement at the youth of Egypt and at the Egyptian revolution. The Egyptian revolution itself, you know, it set a role model for the world. And this is something that we could all see. It was the reason that we cannot say that the Egyptian revolution failed, because the Egyptian revolution is still happening and still continuing, and it still lives within each and every one of us. And we will not stop with our struggle, and we will not stop with the activism up until we have achieved the objectives of the revolution. Okay, the current climate that we are in now is the very reason that people went into uprising in the first place. The very reason they went out into the streets in the first place. Okay, unfortunately, and it is something that is well known, the military coup was not just local, a local issue. Backed by international powers, the international community. We had Saudi Arabia having a significant role in funding the Egyptian military coup. We had the Arab Emirates having a significant role in funding this military coup. We had Israel supporting this military coup with all of its might, okay? As well as the U.S., they had the backing of the U.S. So it was an international conspiracy against the Egyptian people and against the Egyptian cause.
Would it at the same time, though, be accurate as well, Khalid, just to ask if, you know, some of the players, the leadership at that particular time, or the important parties, or even some of the leaders of the revolution, people on the street, were maybe naive, you know, in inverted commas, and perhaps did not tackle the military head on, or, you know, perhaps, you know, had some sort of goodwill towards the military that was misplaced and eventually also contributed to this failing?
That is 100% correct. One of the biggest mistakes that we've seen, and a mistake that we will surely not repeat in Egypt, is that people blindly put their trust in the military. Okay? Our enemy at that time was only the police force, and we put blindly our trust in the military. And that was one of the main reasons that we landed up in the situation that we are in today.
To proceed, you mention the climate in Egypt, and the climate amongst Egyptians is still one that upholds the ideals of the revolution. And yet in Egypt and abroad, very often when we speak to Egyptians, there is this kind of very deep-seated fear. Many people, when speaking about Egypt, want to cover their identities. People are fearful of speaking out, and we know the state of political repression, the amount of people who find themselves behind bars for all sorts of trumped-up reasons in Egypt. Would we not be able to say, in that sort of climate, that the regime and the military have actually triumphed because fear is so deep-seated in Egyptians, wherever they are today?
The fear that you talk about just gives you a basic idea of the climate in Egypt, like you just said. The regime's only and its biggest tool in ruling the Egyptian people is fear. And it's been like that for years and years. Okay? Today, yes, we have fear, but people are speaking out. We had a time where, unfortunately, we went to a bit of a downfall. Some of the people lost hope. Some of the other political factions or the revolutionary factions disappeared from the political field and the activism field. But we've seen an uprising. A lot of the people who were once fooled are coming back, are speaking out. Around the world, on the 25th of January this year, we saw in a lot of cities, major cities around the world, the Egyptian people go out and speak and speak up against the atrocities committed by this brutal regime. When we talk about the military and the current regime, it is something that is not sustainable. Any regime that is based on fear is not sustainable. It's not sustainable in an economic sense. Eventually, the people will explode. I mean, if people can't find their basic resources that they need, basic living resources, eventually, Egypt at the moment, it's a boiling pot, and it's going to explode, and we're going to see another revolution that will take care of every single person who contributed to the downfall of the Egyptian cause and the oppression of the Egyptian people.
One last point,
is just a lot of people also ask us the question, where has the energy gone? Where is the energy of the Egyptian people? Where is the energy of the revolution? Okay, and it's always motivated to say that, you know, something that has died out, don't put your hope in something that is gone. Our youth that were willing to give up their lives, okay, and this new generation that was born, which broke the shackles of fear that once bounded their fathers and forefathers, they have been thrown in the Egyptian prison. They have been thrown in Egyptian prison in an attempt to eliminate anyone who could possibly voice their opinion. They anticipated in Egypt, the Egyptian regime anticipated, that they would destroy any kind of political opposition, that they would destroy factions like the Muslim Brotherhood. But up until now, and since the 2011 uprising, the support and the defiance against the regime has only gotten stronger. And we hope, and we are very hopeful, and we know that very soon we will see an uprising in Egypt that will eliminate and take care of Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and his military regime.